I remember her telling me she came from a village called Lode, which is possibly 7 miles out of Cambridge. And when she left school, she was 12 years old. And she got a job in service with a family called Norman, who owned various clothing shops in Cambridge. And I remember saying what a wonderful life it was if she got to reach me down from one of the ladies of the family would give her an old dress or something like that. So she never looked for much in life. And if she wanted to visit her mother, she used to walk home on a Sunday afternoon, which was the only freedom she had, because she was in what they called service. She'd walk home to Lode and walk back in the evening to Cambridge in order to visit her parents once a week at 12 years old. Now, that may sound extreme, but she wouldn't lie. And she used to have to get up and clear as many as 4 or 5 fireplaces of the overnight ashes and things before she got some breakfast. I'm not suggesting the family rule. I'm saying that's what in service must have been like in those far-off days.